Cecil, do you or don't you want to know, learn how to play bridge?
I don't, I.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Because I don't feel like it.
Well, I guess there's no use for me to get the other deck of cards then.
Not a bit of use. Here. Here are the missing ones from the first deck.
Cecil Shortridge, you did hide them after all. You told
I told the truth. I didn't hide them.
Well, what are three cards doing on the floor?
I didn't hide them. They accidentally... That is, I accidentally brushed them on the floor. And that isn't hiding them.
Then you knew they were there all the time?
Sure. Right under my foot.
Well, why didn't you say so?
You didn't ask me.
Oh, goodness, you're impossible.
Thanks.
It's no compliment. Here's your chance to learn how to play cards and become a socio-lion, and you let it slip by.
I don't want to be any kind of an animal.
Do you want to be stupid all your life?
Hey, who's stupid? You're just learning yourself.
Well, all right. We won't play.
You're a punk teacher anyhow.
I was reading the rules right out of the book.
Well, it's a punk book, then.
I don't see how you ever finished grammar school.
I often wonder myself.
You were playing the game fine until the phone rang and I had my back turned and...
Hey, that's right. Let's get this straight about that dance. When is it?
It's the day after tomorrow and we're going together.
I don't like to go to dances when I don't know the girl that's giving it.
Cecil, I said that I've invited you to go with me. What do you say?
I say I'll bet it's going to be a dead dance.
It's going to be a lovely dance. Why, I've known Flossie all my life.
That isn't so long. It doesn't mean anything.
And she wouldn't give a party that wasn't a lot of fun. And if you don't want to take me, well, I'll phone Alexander.
I'll take you. Gee, I want to go. I was just asking about it.
Well, that's fine. I'd rather go with you anyhow, Cecil.
It's the day after tomorrow, huh?
Sir, this is the first party of its kind that we've ever been to together.
Of this kind? What kind is it?
Oh, didn't I tell you?
No.
Oh, it's a costume party.
That lets me out. I won't go.
But why, Cecil? That will be fun.
Does everyone have to put on a costume?
Well, sir, you can't go unless you wear a costume.
Well, I hope you have a good time. I wouldn't dress up for King Solomon.
Oh, Cecil. Come on. I wouldn't want to go unless you went.
That's fine. Thanks. But I'll stay home.
Oh, please, Cecil. Why won't you go?
I don't like to have to deck all out.
Is that the only reason?
And besides, I haven't any costume. I haven't any money to rent one.
Oh, I can fix that.
How?
If I get you a costume, will you go?
Oh, I don't want to go, Sally. I don't know that bunch.
Well,
and
you
besides
don't have to know them. You'll be with me. Please, Cecil.
I haven't been to a masquerade for a heck of a long time.
If I get you something to wear, will you go with me, huh?
Where are you going to get something?
Oh, I have something.
What?
Now, you leave it to me. Will you go?
Oh, all right. But I don't want to. I'm not going to have any fun.
Well, that's fine. Now, it's all agreed. We have to leave about 8, so you can dress over at my house.
Why should I do that?
Oh, I mean put your costume on.
What are you going to fix for me to wear?
Well, I have it all planned out.
As long as I'm going to wear it, would you mind telling me what it is?
Oh, Cecil, I can just see you. You're going to look so cute.
Ye gods, do I have to look cute?
Oh, Cecil, I'll fix you all up. Now, you just leave it to me.
Will you please tell me what kind of a costume you've got for me to wear?
Well, you're going to wear one of my dresses. I'll dress you up like a girl.
Nothing doing.
Oh, Cecil, I'll dress you up. You can wear all my clothes.
Might just as well stop. I won't do it. That's out. Way out. Out of sight. In other words, no.
Cecil, you mean you won't go to the party dressed like a girl?
Could you understand English if I spoke real slow?
But, Cecil, why, I think that's a wonderful plan. I'm sure you'd look just as sweet.
Oh, rats, cut it out, will you?
Well, goodness, what's the matter with you? What's wrong with going dressed like a girl?
Everything. And you might just as well forget it.
But, Cecil, I haven't anything else. Well, it's too late to make you a costume.
Well, that's just too bad. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
You are not. And you're just being mean. You just want an excuse not to take me.
That's not so, Sally. I want to go with you, but, well, you can't make me put on girls' clothes.
I'll bet Alexander wouldn't mind wearing girls' clothes.
Don't I know it? He's just that type. sissy.
Well, I'd rather be a sissy than a baby.
Well, you can be either one you want to, and I won't lose any sleep.
Then you won't go, huh?
I won't dress up like a girl.
Very well, then. I guess I'll have to phone Alexander and ask him to take me. I've already accepted, and I have to go now.
Oh, you wouldn't phone Alexander, would you? That heel?
Well, if you won't take me, I have to.
Who said I wouldn't take you? Why, of course I'll take you.
And you'll wear my clothes and let me fix you up?
Will there be anybody at the party that I know?
Just me.
Well, all right then. But I wouldn't do this for anyone else. And I want you to know what a big favor I'm doing you.
Thanks. I know it, Cecil.
All right then. What are you going to wear?
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about myself. I must wear something, too.
Well, I should hope so. Why don't you go as a half-wit? Then you wouldn't have to dress up.
Oh, Cecil, now you stop. Well, what shall I wear? Oh, I think I have an old Halloween party dress someplace.
Yeah, that'd be fine if it were a Halloween party, but it's not. Can't you dress up like a little girl with bow ribbons on your hair?
Oh, Cecil, that would be silly.
I guess you think me dressed up in girl's clothes is very sensible.
Well, that's different. Oh, I know. Yes, sir, I know. I'll wear your clothes.
Like fun you will.
Why, Cecil, I think that would be nice. I know they'd fit me.
I won't dance with you. Honest. Hey, I've got a peach of an idea. Oh, Mammy, you'll like this.
Well, what is it, Cecil? I want to have a different kind of costume.
Well, first, oh, I want to ask you something personal.
Something personal?
Yeah. Do you mind?
No. Go ahead.
Well, oh, this won't cost anything, and it'll be a heck of a good thing to wear. Well, I want to know, does your uncle wear, does he wear pajamas?
Why, Cecil, what has that, my goodness, what a thing to ask.
Well, does he? That's all I want to know.
Well, I don't see what that has to do with the party.
It has everything to do with your costume. Does he?
Well, if you won't tell anybody, I'll tell you.
Oh, what would I want to tell anyone for?
Well, Uncle Thomas is so old-fashioned, it's a habit. He wears a nightgown. Cecil, isn't that awful?
Oh, that's fine. That's just what I was hoping.
But why, Cecil?
Oh, you're a cinch. There's your costume. Something different. You can go to the party dressed as an angel.
As an angel?
Sure. Get one of your uncle's nightgowns. They'll be plenty big. And we'll get some cardboard and cut out some wings to hook on the back, and there you are. You're an angel.
Oh, Cecil, and you're a genius. Oh, that'll be lovely.
You don't happen to have a harp around the house you could carry, do you?
Oh, no, but maybe I could get a little one, a toy, at the 5 and 10 cent store.
Oh, we're both all set then. You get your angel costume together, and my outfit, too, and I'll come over here, and we'll dress over here at your house, and then we'll go over to the party, and just knock them dead. Right smack between the eyes, socko, just like that.